the China spy ship. We're told that Fox is carefully monitoring this. Thank God. Unbelievable. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. The third day of February 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Yes, we'll get to Balloon Jinping in just a moment here. But first, Dr. Paul Alexander is issuing yet another strong warning about another supposed COVID treatment on the market. The drug in question is brought to you by Merck. It's called molnupiravir. It was approved for emergency use against COVID-19 a year ago. It's supposed to work by inhibiting the replication of RNA viruses, which of course they lied and told us COVID is one. But according to Dr. Alexander, molnupiravir is actually driving new mutations in the COVID bioweapon itself. Those mutations, in turn, are the source of what they tell us are new COVID variants and eventually new doses of the COVID shots. It's like you might be tempted to think that this was all planned. It worked out so perfectly. COVID never, ever, ever goes away. The shots and the aerosolized weapon of biowarfare is always going to spawn new variants, which means new injections, which means new mandates. We're always 6 months away from being done with all of this. 6 months away forever. Dr. Alexander will join us to discuss that in just a moment, and we also want to chat with him about some new data coming out of Australia. Check this out. In 2020, the year that COVID arrived, Australia ended up with only 1,306 excess deaths compared to prior year averages. In 2021, that figure was about 11,000. In 2022, it was 22,730. The rollout of this jab has meant far more excess deaths, not less. But of course, we knew that. Dr. Alexander joins us now with more on this. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thanks to you once again for having me on the show. It's a very informative show as we fight this tyranny. And you opened up with some very important stories. But that one in Australia is key, because what we're seeing is, this is a fact. It is in the highly vaccinated nations globally. Those that have 70, 80, 90% vaccine coverage rates, that rolled out the vaccine injections aggressively, that we are seeing today massive infections and reinfections of everyone vaccinated, hospitalizations and death. And the excess mortality is a problem, because look, we knew in 2020 that something, whether we confirm in the future it's a coronavirus, an influenza-type respiratory illness causing pneumonia, etc. We knew it was taking some of our vulnerable people over 85, 304 medical conditions. We saw that. We knew we had a problem. The question is, though, that from 2021, 2022, the virus mutated downwards, Mueller's ratchet, becoming more and more non-lethal, highly infectious, and that is the trajectory. So now we have on deck, when we got to Omicron, we had a highly infectious subvariant, clade, that was not lethal. So the question becomes, what has happened? Because this virus is not killing elderly like before, yet we are seeing middle-aged young people dying. So what is it? And we can see when we plot the curves that with every shot, we can see 2 to 3 weeks post-shot that the deaths are spiking, and that it tracks with every boost, with every shot. So we know, you can tell me, the purists would say, well, Dr. Alexander, that's not causation, that's still correlation, but that's a bunch of garbage. We have enough data, and it is very clear that something is wrong with these shots. It is killing people. It's killing people.
It's a bioweapon. It's doing exactly what it was intended to do. That's this show's position. It always has been, and it always will be, until somebody can prove that theory to be inaccurate. Now, we do know that the pegylated lipid nanoparticle is a weapon of biowarfare, according to the patents that are used across the spectrum on 100% of these COVID injections. Now, that same pegylated lipid nanoparticle exists in what we are told is a respiratory contagious virus. Are you, Dr. Alexander, as a scientist, willing to entertain the idea that COVID itself was never about being a respiratory virus, but that that was an intentionally released bioweapon as well?
Well, I am willing to entertain the idea that what happened here was deliberate in the sense of what was done with this pathogen was deliberate to affect and damage the United States of America, probably damage the re-election of a sitting president. And also, I am willing to say that it cannot just be ineptness. I am willing to say that there's deliberateness here and malfeasance, and that they cannot be that stupid, because those people in Pfizer like Bula and Bansal and Moderna and Fauci and these Francis Collins, that you could create a vaccine for a virus that we told you day one, that if you vaccinated the population into the teeth of a pandemic, when there's massive infectious pressure, there's virus circulating, you can only drive infectious variants. A grade 11 biology teacher student will tell you that. So it's as though they did this deliberately. Now we have a situation where infectious variant after infectious variant is coming. This pandemic will never end. At this stage, it will go on for 100 more years. They know exactly what they're doing. Now they've bought molnupiravir, like the failed Paxlovid from Pfizer. Merck has bought this drug that we told them to. You see, we've written this. We've spoken on the podium at rallies. We said, this is a mutagenic drug. This drug drives mutations. That's how it works. You are actually going to cause people who get this drug to drive further mutations. And that's exactly what they're claiming and admitting now.
Is it possible that it's not a mutation of a virus at all, but that it's people orally ingesting the bioweapon? I mean, that's what this is, right? I mean, I don't want to get too far off of the narrative that they've already told us. Look, I mean, Peter Daszak told us that they needed to, you know, hype up the fear, to gin up the fear, to attract investors. You know, now we have the Project Veritas admission on tape. Yes, we are performing gain of function research. And yes, we are going to gin this thing up into something else, something different, to bring about more shots, because the people are stupid and they'll take it because they're uninformed and they're propagandized and gaslighted and lied to by a criminal media. So isn't it possible that people are just, with Paxlovid and molnupiravir and Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca and you know, Gilead with their remdesivir, isn't it possible that all of this is just people ingesting the bioweapon by different forms of delivery?
The way you explained it, I'd say yes, absolutely. And people were scared. People were scared in the beginning. Once you see a contagion, we can't see it. People get scared. Those malfeasant people involved drove people to so much fear that they locked themselves down, accepted it, they masked themselves up, still are, and they took this shot. Now they know. Listen, the public knows that something is wrong. People know, those who have vaccine in them, they know that they're fearful now. Something is wrong in them. They don't know exactly the extent and when. But listen, we have police and military who are vaccine injured right now across America, across Canada, who I fear for in the future. They are vaccine injured, and it's not if. We have police and military that will die. We have pilots right now who are getting heart attacks due to these shots that the FAA is trying to cover up. So we have a serious problem, Stu. And again, I have to thank you for bringing me back on, bringing the kind of voices that need to be. We need to be blunt with people. You were lied to. Every single thing about COVID was a lie. A complete lie, from the lockdowns all the way to the shot. The problem now is they have you on a booster treadmill you also cannot get off of. You have damaged your immune system with the shot. That's what we tried to explain. But many people didn't listen. You trusted Fauci and Burks. You trusted the administration, and they lied. They flat out lied to you.
And they were lied to. Everybody was doing that lying. Dr. Alexander, for those of you who don't know, was an HHS COVID advisor during the President Trump administration and was just floors below, heard all of this. They were actively working, as previously reported here on the Stu Peters Show, actively working to subvert intentionally President Trump, to force him into the lockdown of this country, to force him into this Operation Warp Speed, to force him into propelling these shots to the market. Died Suddenly, a documentary that has been now viewed ostensibly 100 million times in several different languages, from the bootleg version to StuPeters.com, 20 million that we can see on Rumble right now. And, you know, in that film, we openly call this a depopulation event. People said that that was hyperbolic, that that was over the top. But now, as you noted on your Substack, there is a Pfizer admission that this is causing harm to the fertility of women and it's killing babies. Can you speak on that? I've got about 3 minutes left here.
Listen, over time, I've embraced a lot of what you've said because I realize you study it up too. I would go as far as to say this is a depopulation event. And Pfizer now, that same executive has admitted, look, he was drunk. He was clearly enamored by whoever he was talking to. But in that drunk state, the alcohol removes his inhibitions. And if you listen carefully, he was actually telling you the truth. He told you the truth about gain of function. He told you the truth that Pfizer, he said, we don't know what the hell we're doing at Pfizer. That guy said that statement. Pfizer does not know what's happening with pregnant women, with their menstrual cycles or their fertility, their fecundity, etc., due to these shots, the spike protein in the mRNA platform. They don't know. And he said, would it be insane if in the future all hell breaks loose and hits the fan, we get to find out that this was a devastating thing that we bought? He said that too. This is a guy who under alcohol. Listen, people are making fun of the guy. Please stop. Take your time and listen. That alcohol he was drinking actually helped him tell us the truth. Yes, there are serious problems with the menstrual cycle and fertility in women. Those people who've been out front have been stellar on this, and now they're actually vindicated. We have a serious problem with this vaccine. And for men too, for sperm motility, sperm concentration. I have written several substacks on this. We have studies to show the spike protein devastates the sperm count in men. And you have to take this very seriously. We could be looking at long-term impacts on the population.
Yeah, absolutely. We have ruined entire generations intentionally, on purpose, premeditatedly, with intent. It's criminal. And they are not immune from accountability.
No.
Dr. Paul Alexander, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, sir.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of The Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and The Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Hundreds of billions of dollars going to Ukraine without your permission. But it's your money. They're just taking it. They're just stealing it and funneling it through Ukraine and then right back into the pockets of the fossils in our military-industrial complex, enriching and empowering these parasite lizard people snakes in our fake corporate government crime syndicate. You have to get out of this system, the electronic banking system, resetting everyone to zero, checking accounts, saving accounts, 401ks, IRAs, investment accounts. They're all at imminent risk. Everything that you've ever worked hard to earn and save. And now we have this hot air balloon threatening our national security, hovering right over alleged nuclear weapons silos in Montana. We're going to need to fight that with your money as well as we escalate conflict with China. Get out. Call GoldCo. Protect yourself with physical gold and silver. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Mention Stu Peters. Get up to $10,000 in free silver. Up to 10 grand in free silver with your qualified account when you call GoldCo today. 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Got a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America! temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. So Moderna is moving ahead with a new mRNA shot that they claim can treat, guess what? Heart failure. Yeah, you heard that right. Not cause heart failure, treat it. It's unbelievable. Well, according to Moderna, their new shot's mRNA recodes the body's heart cells that produce a hormone that improves blood cells. The company claims that these new shots can improve the survival rate of heart attack victims, like say, someone who had a sudden heart attack or cardiac arrest at 24 years old on a football field following a booster shot. Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel is claiming that this new jab is like science fiction medicine. Well, we suppose that he's right. There's plenty of science fiction horror stories out there after all. You have to give Moderna credit here. It seems that they have good business sense. I mean, in the wake of these shots, there's been an obvious, huge surge in heart problems with people who shouldn't be having them. As reported by Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo, his state saw an 84% increase in cardiac deaths, dead people, among the ages 18 to 39 in the 4 weeks following an mRNA shot. 84% 4 weeks following a shot. And in Israel, medical experts observed a 25% increase in emergency cardiovascular events among those under 40 years old during the period of Israel's vaccine rollout. So now here's Moderna marching up with their new magical fix to your heart, mRNA shot. Shameless. So what are these shots actually doing to your heart? Stanford Graham is a health entrepreneur who produces Cardio Miracle. That's a supplement of nitric oxide that I take along with vitamin D that he says can prevent or reverse damage to your heart, whether it's caused by the COVID bioweapon or by the directly injected mRNA weapon of mass destruction. You can find Cardio Miracle by visiting highpowerheart.com. Again, that's highpowerheart.com. Stanford joins us now. Stan, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Great to be with you today, Stu. You know, in 2015, there was a study performed on this very hormone, because this is a female hormone, Stu, produced by ovaries when women are pregnant, as well as by the placenta. This study in 2015 stated that, hey, this hormone might have application to myocarditis. This is a 2015 study. This may have application to help myocarditis, which, as we've learned, is inflammation in heart tissue. Of course, strictly theory. And now here we are with Stefan of Moderna telling us that, hey, this is science fiction medicine. You know, he said in September 2021, at the peak of Moderna's stock price at $450, 2 years, 3 years previously, it was close to zero. But in September 2021, he says, we believe this is just the beginning of a new age of information-based medicine. This was the same day that Business Wired published for the first time that Moderna was going to move forward with tests on this very hormone that we're talking about, being injected either intravenously or directly into the heart of acute heart failure patients.
It's almost like they knew, Stan. I mean, it's almost like they had some kind of information that you and I didn't have. Yeah, their stock was under $5 just 3 years previous. Then it skyrockets to $400 and some odd. And now it's back down again in the $100 range, $150, $175. I haven't checked the ticker today. By the way, their ticker symbol is mRNA. Haven't checked that today, but it's way down as compared to the 400, down probably 75%. And this is exactly the model that Peter Daszak told us that they were going to follow, is it not? I mean, what did Peter Daszak say? What were the words of the criminal? We're going to what?
Profits will follow. Yeah, we'll see profits at the end of the process. We'll see profits at the end of the process. We've seen a temporary end to one process, Stu, and there were enormous profits, no question about it. In fact, that same COVID shot, we know that Stefan here isn't making it more available. He's actually jacking up the price. I think it's $130 a shot now to match his competition at Pfizer.
Yeah, and before he said you'll see profits at the end of the process, some of the context there was he said that they needed to gin up the hype or increase the hype by using basically a complicit press, a criminal media that is taking place in this genocidal level kill off. So in other words, what he means by that, and I'm paraphrasing here, is employ the media to gin up fear, to make Americans panic about an unknown coronavirus pandemic that is going to come and kill, wipe out basically millions and millions and millions of people, and then introduce the shots. And then these companies, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, all jumped on board. Of course, Gilead with their remdesivir, the NIH-directed protocol, murderous protocol in the hospitals. This was a Tony Fauci drug, failed Ebola trials in Africa. Over 50% of the people who took it were dead, but yet that's what they were giving to your mom, your dad, your brother, your neighbor, your sister, your loved one, your grandma, your grandpa, after they separated you from them and then murdered them on a ventilator by sedating them with cocktails that would kill elephants. So Peter Daszak told us that this was exactly what they were going to do. What exactly will this mRNA shot do when it's directly injected into someone's heart? Stanford?
The theory is, Stu, that because this is an ovarian hormone that is produced in women to dilate basically the birth canal, Stu, this dilates birth canal tissue to facilitate that process. It also has some function prior to birth as well. The main contention here is that, gee whiz, this newly engineered hormone that we can produce that is produced in men by the as well, but you know, in men it doesn't circulate in their blood, Stu. In women it does. Something, you know, a little thing like that could make any difference. But the theory is that, hey, this relaxin will obviously dilate blood vessels. It will increase oxygen supply to blood vessels. That's their theory. By taking something that's produced to facilitate health in the placenta and ovaries and injecting it, oh, I don't know, into your heart.
This is insanely overt. mRNA directed right into your heart. We're seeing what it's doing to people when it's injected into their arms that we were told it was going to stay at the injection site. Remember that? That was a lie. These people are lying, psychopath, lizard people. They are the spawns of Satan here doing hell's bidding. That's what's happening here. Now, on go ahead, finish up your thought.
Well, I was just going to say, here's the great thing. You know, I mentioned the pituitary gland, the ovaries, the placenta. This hormones still are controlled by our endocrine system. The largest organ in our endocrine system is our endothelium. It's the internal lining, that monolayer throughout all of our blood vascular system, all of our lymph vascular system. It's the endothelium that is the largest organ of our endocrine system. Now, imagine what happens if you compromise that organ with spike protein so that it can't function. What do you think happens? We have ovary damage, we have placenta damage, we have stillbirths increase, we have myocarditis, we have liver shutdowns, we have kidney shutdowns. The issue is, have a healthy cardiovascular system. This is what takes us back to CardioMiracle. CardioMiracle has science that is published in peer-reviewed studies just recently that indicate it supports nitric oxide, which is the fuel CardioMiracle includes the fuel that produces nitric oxide in these endothelial cells, in this endothelium, this largest organ of the endocrine system, to supply fuel to your endothelium with CardioMiracle. That supports healthy blood vessels, healthy lymphatics, healthy brain, healthy tissue, optimizes oxygen supply, optimizes blood flow, optimizes and supports blood pressure. It's healthy blood, Stu. We've got to have healthy blood. Turn your blood into a feeding mechanism as opposed to an inflammatory mechanism.
Yeah, and as Stanford Graham was just notating, there are studies and peer-reviewed papers that show the success of this CardioMiracle. It's not just a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants type gimmick. This stuff actually works. U.S. Freedom Flyers endorses this product as well. They say that it's making a huge difference in vaccinated pilots who are struggling with microclotting, and you know, D-dimer tests are suggesting that they have this clotting going on. The CardioMiracle is helping. I take the CardioMiracle because I'm around other injected people, and we know that the bioweapon is shedding onto us. It also, by the way, gives me a whole lot of energy when I'm working out. I take it about 30 minutes before I go to the gym. And I've noticed a difference. So thank you for the product. You can find it at highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. Stanford Graham, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you, Stu, as always.
All right. And along with a healthy heart, of course, we want you to have a healthy brain. Make yourself smarter. Actually expand your IQ. Have a light switch and on switch for your brain. No cup of coffee or shot of caffeine required to get your day going. You'll bust through distractions, be more focused, more driven, more creative than you've ever been before. I can tell you that from firsthand experience because I use the Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu. These are 100% legal, totally safe, non-addictive supplements for your brain that will have you absolutely performing at your peak cognitive ability. Don't trust me. Don't take my word for it. Just try it for yourself. Try it. Nootopia.com/Stu. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu. More of the Stu Peters Show right now. Welcome back. So we've done our very best to keep you up to date on the story of Vera Brooks. Vera, you might recall, is the wife of Rod Brooks, whose health utterly collapsed after he was placed on the murderous remdesivir death protocol in a hospital. Rod went from a healthy and energetic man to a shell. His body was ravaged by organ failure and pneumonia and a whole lot more. He vomited blood. He had 3 heart attacks. He was placed in 3 comas, among other things. Along the way, Rod was also tormented by uncaring hospital staff who ignored him and left him horribly underfed, basically just waiting for him. No, check that. Causing him to die. And eventually, tragically, that's what he did in the middle of last year. And since then, Vera's been fighting to win justice for her husband and to prevent other families from suffering the same tragedy. She's, of course, been persecuted for her efforts, just as we have for exposing these spawns of Satan ourselves. It's a clear-cut case. It's intentional capital murder. Well, right now, Vera's big idea matches ours, which is to form and convene a citizens' grand jury. And toward that end, here's where we need you. She's raising money for her cause on Give, Send, Go. We're going to ask her what the money is going to go toward. We encourage you to visit that page, read her story, and donate if you're so able. Or if you are a lawyer yourself and you have the testicular fortitude, Vera is looking for someone with balls, quote, willing to sacrifice his or her reputation, be ridiculed, or be tortured because fighting a system so powerful is not going to come without consequence, unquote. Only the bravest need to apply for that one. Vera Brooks joins us right now. Vera, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. So your goal matches ours. That goal is accountability. These people are not immune from criminal liability and accountability for what they did. I want you to put the pictures up on the screen right now as I describe this. My first interview was with you and Rod. Rod was very much with it, very much able to speak with us, told us exactly what it was that was going on. Despite the fact that you rejected these hospital protocols, they continued to pump him full of sedatives. You've got a list of them. Hold it up. There is a list of all of these drugs that you've posted on Facebook. They put him on hundreds of thousands of doses of drugs, cocktails that would kill millions of people. These are murderous protocols. They sedate people. They take them away from their loved ones. They kill them. You're a firsthand witness to a murder that took place in a hospital. Look at the condition. I mean, here's the pictures of Rod was a healthy person. This pisses me off. This pisses me off tremendously. A healthy person, just like millions of other healthy people, dragged in under their own horsepower because they were told that they had COVID. They were impacted and targeted with a bioweapon sponsored by your own government, and then led to their death by the protocols that are sent down by Tony Fauci and his murderous remdesivir Gilead product that was, by the way, failed Ebola tests in Africa after over 50% of the people who took it died. Look at the condition that this left Rod in. Look at these pictures, horrible pictures, an uncleaned, unmonitored ventilator tube. Look at these feet. Look at these toes. This man, Vera, was taken away from you by heathens, by spawns of Satan, and it is time to hold them accountable. So to that end, you have a list of things that you are looking to put together. You want some donations. We are going to, I personally, as for the Peters family, will be donating to this cause. Citizens grand juries, and what else do you need?
Thank you, Stu Peters. I can't thank you enough. It takes people like you and I to go out there and speak the truth. But so some of the things that we do need for this grand citizens jury is we need a lawman, a sheriff, a judge. I mean, it's beholden to the system, the judge, but hopefully one with, you know, looking one with a moral compass. Attorneys who are not afraid of the judicial system and the pharma industry. The ideal attorney would have to be willing to sacrifice his or her reputation, be ridiculed, be tortured, because fighting a system so powerful is not going to come without consequence. Someone who will relinquish their license to the system as they are beholden to the system. A lawyer who represents someone, possibly like a lawyer who represents the military, you know, the military.
Yeah. We need training. We need people to teach us how to litigate on our own. We need people to carry this message far and wide beyond just the Stu Peters Show and network. We need people with a radio platform. I mean, where is everybody?
Share it.
Yes. And share this far and wide so that people understand what's happening to our loved ones in the hospital. Yes. They have become modern day progressive death camps. They are the new ovens. Everybody yes. gets so upset about the Holocaust. Everybody wants to talk about thousands of people that were killed, millions ostensibly of people that were nuked in ovens in Nazi Germany. Why aren't there an equal amount of people pissed off and upset about our loved Americans being ushered into hospital rooms, being isolated away from their families, being sedated with cocktails of drugs, and then being put on a ventilator and poisoned intravenously with a death serum called remdesivir? Where is everybody?
That's what I'm asking. Where is everybody? We have been sharing our story since October the 1st, 2021. And first I was sharing the story to help them stay alive. Now I'm sharing the story for justice and accountability. We're not on here. Well, now it's just me. It's not Rod. I'm not on here to be liked, to be loved, or whatever.
Guess what? Neither are we. And we are not liked by a whole lot more people than we are liked by. But you know what? God told us that with this would come a whole lot of persecution, because the persecution is equivalent and it's proportionate to the effectiveness of your message. And so the greater that your message impacts people, the more persecution you will get. And only the strong, absolutely. Only the brave, only those with the fortitude will make it. Put absolutely. All of your faith in God and in Jesus Christ and then move forward. We're commanded by God to pick up the sword and fight. And so for yes. that, there will be accountability. There will be citizens' grand juries. There will be trials. There will be sentencing. And that sentencing will be carried out only by a lawman who has the bravery, who has the fortitude, who has the courage, and who has the moral compass to acknowledge and to live up to the oath that he swore to protect the constituents of his city, his county, his state from domestic terrorists and from foreign terrorists, from any enemy, foreign or domestic, and they are among us. You know, our forefathers, Vera, told us when they wrote these documents that one day we would have tyrants. One day there would be tyranny amidst, and one day these documents would be there to protect us. And the heroic people who swore an oath to uphold those documents, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, would have to be there in order to fend off these tyrants. And guess what? Those tyrants are here. So where are the lawmen that swore that oath? That's what we
where
need.
Where are they?
That's what we need, where? And we need it right now. So we here at the Stu Peters Network are meeting with 22 attorneys general across the country. These are crimes against humanity being committed against every single American out here. There is no jurisdictional limitations. We will extradite these people from one state or another country right back to the county or to the state where there is an attorney general and a sheriff that are brave enough and that understand the oath that they took, and that no threats against them will prevail because they understand what they risked when they made that oath, when they swore absolutely. That oath to protect people. Men, women, and little children are being murdered out here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why everybody needs to be on top of this. It could happen to you. It could happen to anybody.
And you know what? If you don't do something about it, I guarantee you it will happen to you, because they are coming for us, and they are not going to stop until we are all dead or compliant and controlled. That is the goal. Depopulation and a compliant, controlled society of yes men and slaves that eat bugs and live in a pod and own nothing and be happy. That's the goal. Citizens' grand juries are required and should come forthwith, along with extreme accountability. That's yes. what it is. Find the campaign on Give, Send, Go. Help Vera's cause to find justice for Rod and for the millions of others that are undergoing this torture and murder via the hospital protocols that were intentionally set forth to kill people intentionally. Intentionally. Premeditated murder for money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars for every single patient that they kill under the guise of this COVID pandemic. They're making a racket.
St. Luke's was at least $2 million. St. Luke's.
Yeah.
And he was in 9 different hospitals. He had one of the best insurance in the nations, which is why they milked his insurance.
We're up against a time break here and a crunch. We will post the link to that Give, Send, Go at stupeters.com, as well as under the broadcast here on Rumble and every other social media platform that we have. Vera Brooks, God bless you. Thank you for being a fighter.
God bless you, too. And thank you so much for being a part of this fight, Stu.
Yeah, of course. You know, actually, honestly, I don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. And as a matter of fact, none of you have a choice either. So you better get on board, because if you think that you feel it in your heart or tugging on your soul. Oh, I need to pray about this just a little bit more. I need to make sure that this was really a God thing. Yeah. Who else speaks to your soul? Yeah, it's a God thing. Why? Because this is a war of good versus evil. And you have a role, and you better be obedient. I would hate to be the man who is not obedient. You don't have a choice. One thing that we do realize you have a choice is who you do your CBD business with. I choose Curable. Will have, always will choose Curable. Family-owned business. That means a lot to me. All the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. That means a lot to me. They're not part of the murderous cabal. Who knows where the CBD comes from that you've been used to using? You've been treating one of your ailments with it. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, stress, migraine, headaches, anxiety. All these things can be treated naturally with CBD. You know that. So choose Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, plus get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code Stu at Curable.com.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at HeroicDoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to HeroicDoctors.com and order it today.
Welcome back. So whether you live in a big city or on the countryside, the truth is that contaminated air is just everywhere. It's just the nature of modern life. And it's not just because of bioweapon shot, vaccine shedding. No, it's also just regular old-fashioned concerns like factories and power plants that spit out more traditional types of pollution. In a recent examination of the links between air pollution and health, the Health Policy Institute found worrying links between air contaminants and the health of mothers and their infants. And so that's why we have Mike Dillon around. Mike is a close friend of this program and personally, as well as the creator of Triad Air, which is sold over at filterssuck.com. Again, that's filterssuck.com. And Mike joins us now from the expo in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where you should go and see him. So you've heard of this study. We're actually talking now about, well, a communist's wet dream, killing babies. They love dead babies. And so they don't like you and what you have to offer.
No, and they never do. And before we get into the air, I just want to have everybody please say a prayer for Christopher Key, our dear friend over at the Vaccine Police, because he's at the Fort Lauderdale International Airport, identifying as a woman right now, going through transport security. So if you guys could say a prayer for Christopher, guys, we would love that. You're absolutely right, Stu. They're after our children. They're after the mothers. And more importantly, now that all of the houses in North America are energy efficient, think about all the contaminants that we willingly bring into our home, and there's no way for them to escape. So whether you're up in the Northwest, Midwest, and you've got you're in the middle of the winter right now running your heater, you've got double pane hurricane impact windows. Whether you're in Florida or you're in LA, you have the most airtight contaminant. We're literally having what's known as sick building syndrome. Everything we bring into our house that goes through an off-gassing process, they want you to believe that these products are safe and they're effective. Well, what else do you know that's safe and effective?
Yeah, touche.
I don't trust that. So the whole point of the Triad V3, available in black or available in white, only difference between the two, most commonly asked question. You put this inside of the home, put it living room, dining room, kitchen. I've got customers with 2,200 square foot houses, 6,000 square foot, three story homes, one machine, living room, dining room, or kitchen. Our machine is proactive. We're actually going after the pollution that's inside of the home. We're looking for the mold spores. We're looking for bacteria. We're looking for viral loads that are on touch points that maybe the baby's crawling around on the floor, or even the baby that's developing inside of the mother's womb. So everything that mom is breathing in is getting absorbed into her bloodstream through a process known as absorption, right? We are what we eat. We are what we drink. Well, if you breathe 11,000 liters of air a day, Stu, do you not believe that we are what we breathe?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, that's, to deny that would be, very ignorant, I guess I would say. I've got a lot of other things. I was going to say like denying something else, but I'm not going to go there.
Well, we at filtersuck.com decided that we wanted to create something that was so far advanced compared to most air purifiers that are on the market, especially something that's using a filter base. Why? Because filters suck. They suck. They're literally trying to suck the pollution into the back of the filter, and you're crossing your fingers that quantum dot, that dust, that particle, that pollen, that mold spore is getting sucked into a filter. We're causing it to drop. I know that your viewers, we get the most emails when people see the technology. So again, for anybody who's never seen our live demonstration, unless you've been literally sleeping under a rock or coming off of your fifth booster and the old noggin's no longer working anymore, we're going to give you guys a visual demonstration. The Triad Air V3, only air purifier on the market that is literally able to, without any filters, take dust, pollen, dander, dead skin cells, everything that's floating around inside of your home, your camper, your RV, your hotel room. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. We're not using any filters, no fans. We're just using the two antennas that are inside of there. It's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's dropping those particles down to the ground at a rate of speed that is faster than you or I could ever even see without the visualization of that smoke. That right there is the same thing that you're experiencing inside of your home, that I experience at my clinic in Boynton, that I experience at my house. Plug and play. It is the easiest thing to install. And again, we did not stop at the whole home V3 filtration system. Obviously, you know, in the last year, how proud we are of the wearable. This is the only battery operated positive ion generator, 12 million positive ions per cubic centimeter per second. You literally clip it to your shirt, wear it with the lanyard, and you've got protection while you're at the grocery store. You've got protection when you are inside of a plane. You've got protection when you're walking through Whole Foods. And don't walk through Whole Foods in Alabama without a mask or you might get arrested.
Yeah. I have that one right there. I've got that one that I keep in my hotel rooms. The one that you have around your neck right now, I have two of those, actually. The battery life is unbelievable. The big one I have in my home, and then there's a smaller one that plugs into the wall that I have in my bedroom so that all night I'm breathing freshly filtered air without a filter because filters suck. You can find all of these products over at filterssuck.com. Again, filterssuck.com. And if you use promo code STU, you get to choose between a few free gifts that they have over there at Triad Air. Again, find it all at filtersuck.com. Pray for Christopher Key. I don't have time to get into why he's identifying as a woman, but I can say that it certainly doesn't surprise me. Mike Dillon, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Of course, anytime. Why? Because I believe in the product. I can give a firsthand testimonial. 100% of the time that I travel without that personal thing that he was wearing, I get sick from shedders. The communist media tells you shedding is not real. We now know that it is 100% positively. Pfizer admits it themselves. And it makes me sick. I don't know what it does to all of you, but it makes me sick when I travel with that thing. I don't get sick. So it can slam me over the air purification systems that we advertise here on the show with Mike Dillon and filtersuck.com. But I'm telling you unequivocally, it works 100% of the time for me. Don't know how, it just does. So when I'm traveling, I travel with it. I don't get sick. When I travel without it, I do get sick. And speaking of traveling, what the hell is Christopher Key doing at TSA identifying as a woman? We'll have to check in with him over the weekend to make sure that he's not in custody, doesn't need a bail bondsman. Sleep better at night knowing that Christopher Key is, out of custody. Speaking of sleep, if you're not sleeping well, not falling asleep, staying asleep, you're tossing and turning, getting restless sleep, waking up too early, likely you have tried melatonin. Maybe you give it to your kids before bedtime as well. Great. But the problem is, over time, your body builds up a resistance to melatonin. You need more and more of it. And then ultimately, it just ends up stopping working. It just doesn't work anymore. It's not effective. And then you're back to the same old routine. Thank God for Bioptimizers, the great people over there. They have the formula, sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. This is a scientifically proven formula to work. It doesn't stop working. Your body doesn't build up a resistance to it. And there's scientific backing that you can research yourself at sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
All right, so if you're unfortunate enough to have caught a glimpse of mainstream or major broadcast cable news networks over the last 24 hours, there's no doubt that you've caught wind of this alleged China spy balloon hovering over Montana. Fox tells us that they're monitoring the situation extremely closely. Oh, thank God. Secretary Blinken's China trip has been postponed. Pundits are weighing in on every fake news outlet, demanding that this thing be shot down. So let's back up a minute here. Almost like a Where is Santa and His Sleigh app, Fox is showing the track that the supposed hot air spy balloon took to make its way to the mainland. Allegedly, it came from mainland China over the Pacific Ocean, up into Western Canada, and then down over Montana. How do they know this exactly? Where is Fox sourcing this information from? We're being told that commercial pilots witnessed this shiny object in the sky and reported it to air traffic control. So naturally, we have a few questions. First of all, why weren't U.S. or Canadian fighter jets scrambled to check this thing out? Nobody in Canada saw this thing in the sky and reported it? I mean, allegedly this thing has been traveling for some days now. The Pentagon tells us that they've been tracking it. So why weren't we made aware of this looming threat headed towards the United States of America? We're really just going to let some unidentified object float around over our country, specifically over nuclear weapons silos, weapons facilities, a sensitive area, as Fox reports? Come on. We're not buying it. This is 100% BS. We've talked about our fake government crime syndicate creating the empire of lies, and this fits right in. We need a distraction right now because the narrative is rapidly shifting. Millions of people are waking up, taking notice of a mass murder, depopulation, genocidal level kill-off happening at the hands of Pfizer. And so now there needs to be a distraction away from stories about this government-sponsored biowarfare being waged on innocent Americans. Yeah, we can't talk about the Project Veritas bombshell on-tape admission of gain-of-function research because there's a balloon in the sky. Come on, we can't have conversations about extreme accountability, Nuremberg 2, citizen grand juries, executions. No, because there's a balloon in the sky over Montana. We can't address Governor Cuomo's organized, helpless geriatric killing spree where he sent grandma and grandpa to the modern day ovens, a network of nursing home progressive death camps, because there's a balloon in the sky. We now know with absolute certainty that the CIA and EcoHealth Alliance had its hands on the lever of the deployment of the bioweapon at Wuhan, but we can't discuss that right now because we're tracking a balloon in the sky. And we think that this speaks directly to the point. They're desperate to blame China. The boogeyman that released the virus, took American jobs, flooded American streets with fentanyl, disrupted the supply chains, brought food insecurity to the United States, and now balloon Jinping is threatening an uninhibited open space in flyover country. When in fact, the CIA and our own government patented, developed, and intentionally released the bioweapon. American jobs, they were intentionally sent to China by quasi-governmental lizard things. Oh, and the fentanyl? It's imported and sold by cartels working hand in glove with the globalist gambling crime ring. So this balloon, it's 100% a false flag. It's a shiny object and a distraction. It's fake. And it was likely deployed by the same people that deployed the bioweapon. Here's your hint. If Fox News is echoing the reporting of their fellow BlackRock-funded criminal media counterparts, you absolutely know this is all fake. Don't be distracted. Our own government is openly killing us, actively murdering our kids. Our own Edward Zoll has been looking into this and joins us now for more. Edward, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me, Stu. You're right. It is hot air. You heard about the hot air balloon, but did you hear about the pedophile producer at ABC? Did you hear about Fox's head of political reporting dying suddenly from the bioweapon they mandated on their staff? The same staff that are running this hot air balloon tracker, Stu, as you noted, are pushing that we got to wage war with China. China's the convenient boogeyman. And the truth is, our government itself is communist. They want to kill us. They've tried to kill us. And you were supposed to believe, for example, in this case, that a hot air balloon that's the size of three school buses that may have its own technical bay. I'm looking at some of the details of this. Absolutely ridiculous. There could be someone literally inside this if I'm going to play along with the narrative, okay? But this thing, this weather balloon, and there may be more of them, according to NORAD, that are floating out around some of our most secure sites. You're telling me that we're just letting this thing take photos of our nuclear weapon sites, our silos in Montana, and we're not shooting this thing down? We wouldn't even hear about it in a normal year, Stu. Instead, it's become another distraction. We're not discussing, for example, that Hunter Biden this week, through his lawyer, confirmed that it was indeed his laptop. The deals with China are real. It's not a right-wing conspiracy. Him and his father and that entire pedophile family are engaged in treason and have been for years. We're not going to have a discussion about it. Instead, we're going to discuss, oh, well, we're going to have to make it really tough for China now. We're going to have to cancel some foreign visits. We're going to have to tell them strongly they can't put weather balloons over our country. How about instead of any of that, we have a discussion about the crimes and corruption and Satanism at home? As you've been reporting all week, the biggest story in the world is the genocide from the bioweapon ordered through our own government. And it's not just, of course, the revelations from Pfizer. Everything you were reporting on is now being confirmed to be true. They are affecting fertility. They are killing children. They are engaged in a crime syndication, global conspiracy. The weirdest part now is we're the ones, and say the only people in the vacuum speaking the truth. Everyone else is distracted by a balloon.
Yeah. And if it is being piloted, who's flying this thing? Is it Eric Swalwell's Chinese spy girlfriend, Bang Bang? Or is it, you know, Dianne Feinstein's limo driver? Is that limo driver multi-talented? Look, here's the deal. There is no family that is more compromised or sold out to China than the Biden family. The Biden crime family has 100% surrendered this country to China. So in order to transition that, there has to be some sort of a takeover. Well, how does that work? My prediction? Well, we probably send that strongly worded letter that you're talking about. Or this thing is somehow coerced into a safe landing, at which point our military and investigators and intelligence apparatus goes and looks at this thing. We find all kinds of Chinese spy technology. And, you know, that escalates some sort of a conflict with China, who absolutely kicks our ass in some sort of a kinetic conflict. I mean, what do we have? 96% transgenders and jabbed people, lizard things in our military now? This is not the military of old. This is not your grandma and grandpa's United States military. The superpower that reigns right now is China. And they will absolutely take us. They're not going to take this blame, just like Putin's not going to take blame for what's happening in Ukraine, which, by the way, we understand now, Hunter Biden was a partial or half owner in one of the bioweapons laboratories that was recently targeted and destroyed by Vladimir Putin. That story coming out at the hands of Patrick Holley, we understand, at National File. Make sure you check that out as well. Edward Zoll, thank you very much for reporting on this. We'll continue to watch Santos slay.
Thank you, Stu. God bless you.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stew.
So it's Friday. Happy Friday. Hope that you spend the weekend with those that you love the most. Good quality time, having fun, lots of smiles. Get outdoors. Turn off the TVs. Get away from all of the fake lies, propaganda, nonsense, BS. Walk away from all of it. Unplug if you can. And if you decide to plug in and you want to plug into something that's worth your while, of course, the premium episodes of The Stu Peters Show, along with Shots Fired by Deanna Lorraine. You can catch up on your Dr. Jane Ruby Show, The Richard Leonard Show, if you like military-focused shows, In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels, of course, Uncensored with Maria Z. Premium content available at StuPeters.com all weekend long. Make sure that you check out our oldest, our most loyal, our original sponsor on this program. That's Carlos Cortez over at Cortez Wealth Management. If you want to invest and you want it to align with your morals and your values and your spiritual faith and compass, then you should be investing with Carlos Cortez. Check him out. Give him a call. 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. You can also always book your no-obligation free personal appointment with Carlos Cortez by going to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. Have a great weekend. Seriously, God bless you. We will see you back here on Monday in the same place at the same time. Until then, God bless.